Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
8:18, seems like we wait all year for it, and then before you know it, it's May, the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Keith Spear is here to talk about it with us, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Keith?
I am ready for weekend two.
Man, it seems like just yesterday was snowing, doesn't it?
It's amazing how that happens.
Let me ask you real quick. I was uptown on Monday evening. I saw a big crowd outside of Tipitina's. What was going on there? Do you know?
That was Trombone Shorty's big benefit concert for his foundation.
Okay. A lot of people were on the neutral ground, I guess, for the overflow or whatever. They listened through the doors. Is that what happens?
No, there's an outdoor element to the event where they induct musicians into the Tipitina's Walk of Fame on the sidewalk outside of the club. And so there's a free kind of street festival outside, and then you pay to go inside the club.
That's what it looked like. I didn't know what it was, but I knew you would know. Let's talk about the lineup today. And I know Santana's a headliner. I got a text saying something about Santana or Carlos Santana having COVID. I don't know if that's true or not. What have you heard? What do you know?
Well, he actually canceled a couple of shows a week or two ago, and I think was taken to the hospital as a precaution. They were saying at the time it was dehydration, but as far as I know, he's good to go today for the festival. They've certainly not announced anything to the contrary. And, Carlos has a long history with Jazz Fest, so I think he will do everything in his power to make it out to that stage this afternoon.
Who else are you looking forward to today? Highlights.
You know, that last slot is kind of fun. I mean, it's Santana, it's Cage the Elephant on the Gentilly stage, and it's Morris Day and the Time on the Congo Square stage. But right ahead of Cage the Elephant, you got Better Than Ezra, who, you know, believe it or not, this is the 30th anniversary of Elektra Records releasing Deluxe, Better Than Ezra's breakthrough album, you know, which went on to sell a million copies and was one of the biggest selling albums ever by a New Orleans rock band. So, you know, they're going to be kind of celebrating that anniversary out there. Right before them, David Shaw, the singer from The Revivalists, is playing with his solo band. And you may have heard The Revivalists did a pop-up show on Tuesday night at Snake and Jake's in the courtyard behind Snake and Jake's, that the infamous Uptown Dive Bar. So that was a lot of fun to see those guys in like a small setting like that.
Before you move on, any other pop-ups that happened that you know of?
That's the only one that I know of that I went to, and it was fun because it was in the courtyard behind Snake and Jake's. There were probably maybe 200 people that were in there, and 2 days before, the Revivalists played to, 25,000 people on the main stage right in front of the Dave Matthews Band. So that contrast is kind of neat to see.
That is one of the untold stories of Jazz Fest, or one of the cool things that kind of flies beneath the radar, the pop-ups.
Yeah, last year, you know, the Killers did a show at Tipitina's the night before they played at the festival, which was a lot of fun. It's one of the things that makes it such a special time of year. And I think bands love doing that. I mean, they know it's special. They know it's special for the fans. It makes for great social media posts, you know, see a big band playing in a little bitty club like that. So, yeah, that's definitely part of the fun.
Let's talk about tomorrow, because I'm looking at the bottom of the cube. And, of course, they got a lot that goes on before that, but pretty interesting lineup there, too.
Yeah, it's the second Friday this year where they've had like a classic rock country dichotomy going on at opposite ends of the fairgrounds. You know, you've got Luke Combs playing on the main festival stage, and then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, who have never performed at Jazz Fest before, closing out on the Gentilly stage. Then you've also got, you know, the Wailers with Julian Marley, Joshua Redman, great jazz saxophonist, fabulous Thunderbirds, who have been around for Clifton Chenier, the celebration of the Clifton Chenier Centennial, which has got all kinds of people on it over at the Fado Do stage. So, yeah, really good Friday lineup, for sure.
Yeah, Irma Thomas tomorrow as well, and I just think she is a treasure, man. I'm going to tell you what, I know her personally. I've been involved in a couple of fundraising things that she's done, and Irma Thomas is just solid gold.
Absolutely, absolutely. And tomorrow is a special show for Irma. It's not her regular show. It's her gospel show in the gospel tent at 3:45. So that's a whole other level of special because she gets so emotional when she knows that gospel stuff. I mean, I've seen her break down in the gospel tent before, and it just, you know, takes the whole crowd with her. So it's a really cool thing to see.
I think age is just a number, and I'm going to tell you what, she sounds good today as she does ever. That's a very talented woman. Quick break, let me sneak in, Keith, then we'll come back and talk about Saturday and Sunday, 8:23. Talking about Jazz Fest with Keith Spira, final weekend. If you got any questions, comments, the Oakland Art Jeweler text me line, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along when we come back. Right now, traffic, WWL. 8:28, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Keith Spira, reporter of the Times, speaking to New Orleans Advocate, second weekend of Jazz Fest. I get a text here from somebody, two different texts, same number, looking to check out the 15-year-old piano prodigy River Eckert at the Blues Tent on Saturday. And then another text that says from the same person, River Eckert is the next big thing to come to New Orleans. I don't know if that's a family member of River Eckert or not, but what do you know of him, Keith?
Yes, his dad is a musician, so he kind of came up in the tradition. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are talking about him. He played at the WWOZ piano night the other night at the House of Blues. So, yeah, a lot of people are definitely talking about him. He's got a lot of buzz, for sure.
Like a Harry Connick Jr. kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of in that ballpark. I mean, yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, Harry first played the Jazz Fest when he was 9. Mm-hmm. And so River didn't get out there quite that early, but he's doing a good job.
Now, let's talk about Saturday's lineup.
Big band, obviously, Pearl Jam, coming back to Jazz Fest for the third time. You know, always a fun show out there. I should say something about Ledisi. She is the contemporary R&B singer who was born and raised in New Orleans, moved away to California, but she is doing her Nina Simone tribute over in the jazz tent to close out Saturday. And she's got an amazing voice. And when she does the Nina Simone stuff, it's absolutely beautiful.
And then Sunday, weather should be good. What are we looking for?
You know, I love the fact that they booked Lenny Kravitz back-to-back with Trombone Shorty. Years ago, Trombone Shorty toured the world for the first time as a member of Lenny Kravitz's horn section. So I'm sure they put those guys back-to-back with the thought that one or the other will sit in with the other guy's band. So that'll be one of those kind of cool Jazz Fest moments if it happens.
Real quick, thunderstorms forecast maybe for today, definitely tomorrow and Saturday. What hint would you give people to deal with that, Keith?
You know, wear shoes that you don't care about, bring some sort of rain poncho and possibly a small umbrella, and just go with the flow, you know. I mean, unless it's lightning, the music's going to go on. I mean, I remember years ago, Billy Joel, they were squeegeeing water off the top of his piano. It was raining so hard on the stage, but the show went on. So
thank you, Keith.
Know, you just got to go with
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Okay, Tom.
As always, Keith Spira, reporter of the Times, speaking to you, New Orleans Advocate. Text me with your Jazz Fest thoughts, 504-260-1870. Do you go? Have you gone? And if you could make it better, what would you change about Jazz Fest? Right now, time for WWL First News.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.